The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
And Doug, Steph, and Jennifer is on a different plane, a different planet, one or the other. So, it's the two of us with the issues of the day, the events of the day, the things where the good guys win, the bad guys lose. Speaking of that, the fellow who was in Live or Let Die, Jeffrey Holder, I think had he been in other James Bond movies beside that one? Big, tall, black man.
I don't know, but he was the 7-Up guy for a while.
Yeah, he was. Big voice guy. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
He died. Very, very old, either. Seemed to me, I was just looking at something, and I'm trying to remember the age quotient here. These sorts of things, he was a dancer to begin with. And you can sort of see that the way he played. He was 84, okay, so I didn't think he was that. He played Baron Samedi in Live and Let Die, from Trinidad. But if you saw a picture of him, you would quickly recognize who this fellow was. And that's part of life. Life's ups and downs, obviously. So what do we have to report on life's ups and downs? Why don't we start with the Supreme Court? The Supreme Court yesterday cleared the way for gay marriage in 5 states seeking to preserve their same-sex bans. Sorry. The Supreme Court rejected all of those appeals from all of the 5 states, effectively making these unions legal, not only in those 5 states, but I think there are 30-some-odd states that allow gay marriage now, right? Same sex.
Yeah,
which do you
30.
Which is preferable here? For those of you who really get annoyed at this whole conversation, is it gay marriage, same sex marriage? There's always a politically correct term when it comes to these sorts of things. So I guess gay marriage, that's what it is. Same sex marriage is probably more applicable, because oftentimes we think of the gay lifestyle as being men and referring to women who are gay as lesbians, the lesbian lifestyle. Why? Yesterday we had, 3 or 4 calls from people after I said the Supreme Court is going to be looking at this or making some sort of decision or rendering a decision on it today. Yesterday was Monday, as the Supreme Court session sort of opened up in terms of announcements and effective rulings. So I get the usual hysteria from men. It's always for men. That's the point that I was going to make. Not the Bible. You had a comment, Kenny. Somebody called up and said that the Bible says that it's unnatural for a man to lay with another man.
Abomination.
Abomination. That's what it is. And then you came back with something else that was an abomination.
Well, it's in Leviticus. I'm not a biblical scholar, certainly, but it's in Leviticus. He says that a man lying with another man is an abomination. And he also says that eating shellfish is an abomination. Marking your skin is an abomination.
Mm-hmm.
But nobody seems to care about those.
Right.
There's no protests outside of seafood restaurants and tattoo shops.
Mm-hmm.
I had said that I was at Red Lobster the evening before, and there was nobody out there protesting.
No protests. No. None of that. Okay, so that was yesterday at the Supreme Court. Today, 2 cases, one involving the freedom of religious rights of an Arkansas prison inmate to grow a beard because he's Muslim. Oral arguments in this case. So who has rights in prison? 888-302-3684. Are there rights? Should there be rights? Or when you go behind bars, should you lose all of your constitutional protections? Some people argue yes. The Supreme Court, I don't think, will argue that. But there are some who say, if you're a criminal, you don't deserve to have freedom. You've had your freedom taken away from you, essentially, by being put into prison. So why should you have any freedom? There are those who would argue that. What do you think? Email to Ken or Doug at DougStefan.com, Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day Show. Gregory Holt is an inmate at the Arkansas Department of Corrections. He's serving a life term for breaking into his ex-girlfriend's home and killing her. The grooming policy for the Department of Corrections there prohibits facial hair, excuse me, except for medical dermatological reasons. Mr. Holt is a practicing Muslim. I can hear the groans in the audience now. Maintains that growing a beard is necessary for him to practice his religion.
Really? Then he should have thought of that before he killed
this woman, right. Mr. Holt is suing the prison system, asserting that the prison grooming policy violates the Religious Land Use and Institutional Persons Act. That act states that no government shall impose a substantial burden on the religious exercise of a person residing in an institution, unless the government demonstrates the rule is in furtherance of a compelling government interest, and the rule is at least restrictive, by its restrictiveness, means furthering the compelling government interest in whatever the system, you know, the gobbledygook, blah, 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 legal, blah, 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 blah. So Holt argues that he has offered a compromise with corrections officials by limiting his beard to a half inch rather than demanding a full beard as his religion requires. Where does it say in the Quran that you must grow a beard? I'm guessing, not knowing, because you said you weren't a biblical scholar. I'm sure not. I'm not a scholar on the Quran, but must be somebody out there listening. More and more people, more and more variety, more and more information. So where does it say in the Quran that you got to have a beard if you are a Muslim? 888-302-3684. Lower courts have sided with the prison. Supreme Court says, we'll take a look at this. Mr. Holt is represented by some of the same lawyers that represented Hobby Lobby. That's pretty interesting, isn't it, huh? The Hobby Lobby case. Corporations sought and won protection from government intrusion on their religious liberties by the Affordable Care Act. They argued that the Affordable Care Act violated a federal law enacted to protect religious freedom, the Religious Freedom Restoration Act. So similarly here, Mr. Holt's attorneys will argue before the Supreme Court that a federal law enacted to protect religious freedom is being violated by the grooming policy of the Arkansas Department of Corrections. What say you on that? All right, so that's the first case. Next case they'll hear today, arguments in Dart Cherokee Basin versus Owens. You don't know what that is, so I'll tell you. It asks the court to determine what must be filed to successfully move a class action case from a state court to a federal court. Sounds kind of mundane and technical, doesn't it? Which court hears a case? Which court hears class action cases? Can have a big impact on the outcome. Generally believed that the rules for class action lawsuits are more difficult for plaintiffs in federal court, and because of that, many defendants try to get their state class action cases moved to the federal court. And that's exactly what happened in this case. A couple of years ago, Brandon Owens filed a class action lawsuit in Kansas alleging that the defendants, Dart Cherokee Basin Operating Company, underpaid oil well royalties to him. Aha! Where's Cherokee Nation when we need it? He died yesterday, didn't he? So we're not going to have that anymore. Paul Revere, remember Cherokee Nation? He's dead. No more of that. So the defendants filed papers under the Class Action Fairness Act asking to move the case from the Kansas State Court to the federal court. Under this Class Action Fairness Act, the defendants were required to show that at least one plaintiff and one defendant were residents of different states. The number of plaintiffs in the case exceeded 100, and the amount at stake was over $5 million. So they proved, apparently, all that stuff. So there they are. The 10th Circuit is where this case had come from. All right, so anyway, Indians want more money for oil. That's basically what this boils down to. Wasn't there another Indian? Didn't we have a story earlier about Indians? Why is there something rattling around in my brain? There's so much stuff going on. And some of the things that we hear, I'm exposed and Kenny's exposed to an inordinate number. I think yesterday I counted how many different things I looked at during the course of the program, like 140 some odd different stories about different things going on in the world. And that's just scratching the surface because there's so many things going on. Try to pick and choose which ones we talk about and which ones have impact on you is another one of the beautiful opportunities that we have here. But I thought the Supreme Court stuff was pretty interesting and important. Thus, the interest and the focus. So this portion of the program, all-inclusive as it is, brought to you by our interest in the American Cancer Society's Making Strides Walk. You can sign up today at makingstrideswalk.org or at dougstefan.com. Sign up as Jennifer and other people here on the Good Day team make strides against breast cancer this month. Again, visit makingstrideswithgoodday.com to sign up and learn how you can win prizes just for joining and participating.
A world without breast cancer is a world with more birthdays. And by signing up for the Making Strides Against Breast Cancer Walk, you will help us get there faster. Because you're helping the American Cancer Society make the greatest impact and save more lives in more communities through groundbreaking research and access to screenings for women who need them.
Walk in Making Strides Against Breast Cancer because you can help us finish the fight. Sign up today at makingstrideswalk.org.
This is Doug Stefan asking you to take about 10,000 steps with the people on the Good Day program. Good Day is walking in the American Cancer Society Making Strides Against Breast Cancer Walk to help finish the fight against breast cancer. Visit our Good Day site or makingstrideswalk.org and sign up for any of the nationwide walks taking place. You'll get thank you goodies, but more importantly, you'll feel amazing knowing that raising as little as $20 can provide support for a woman facing breast cancer. We're also sharing stories of walkers on our Doug Stefan Good Day Facebook page. Share yours, and we might have to send you a big thank you from the Good Day team. Let's all make strides against breast cancer.
What's the secret to great business trips? Choice Hotels, where you'll find everything a business traveler needs, like a generous rewards program. And right now, when you take two separate trips at Comfort Inn or any Choice Hotel, you can earn one night free. Stay for business at Choice Hotels and book now at choicehotels.com. Great endings begin here. Free night based on an 8,000-point Choice for limited reward night at over 1,500 hotels. Valid 9/4/14 through 11/12/14. Requires registration and two separate qualifying stays. Other terms and conditions apply. Details at choicehotels.com.
Your local HealthMart pharmacy would like to salute caregivers everywhere. They're the selfless among us, juggling work and care, with little time for themselves. The ones who are aiding an aging parent, or nurturing a sick child, or supporting a loved one who perhaps doesn't remember them anymore. Fact is, we are all caregivers at different times, and your HealthMart pharmacist is ready to go above and beyond to support you with advice, encouragement, and expert guidance in good times and bad. That's because HealthMarts are independently owned by pharmacists who are part of the community and take the time to know you and your family's changing needs. At HealthMart, we care for caregivers, and we'd love to know each and every one of you by name. Visit HealthMart.com for the location near you. HealthMart, caring for you and about you.
HealthMart, caring for caregivers. Visit HealthMart.com. Jerry, driving north and south in Iowa on Interstate 35. You going north or south?
I think I'm going north right now.
I hope so.
And you know, this same-sex marriage thing or prisoners with beards and everything, it's like, my gosh, let the states do whatever they want. Like this state, you know, they want to do it this way and another does it this way. You know, the federal courts, you know, deciding everything for everybody like some kind of, you know, big, well, you know, maybe we're going to have like the courts are going to be like three guys with long beards making pronouncements. It's like... It's the Constitution.
They're bound to give this guy the right to have a beard. You're right. We've become a federal republic, which is basically what we are anyway. Thanks. 21 after the hour.
complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Love beads, maybe your surfer's cross. Give us the peace sign. So on this day in 1969, the Youngbloods got to number one.
When the one that left us here returns for another Saturday.
In fact, this song Get Together passed the 1 million selling mark today.
We are but in moments of sunlight.
Great lyric content.
Fading in the grass.
Moments of sunlight fading in the grass. Come on.
Come on, people now. Smile on your brother. Everybody gets together.
Try to love one another. So this song achieved gold status this date, 1969. Try to get into those bell bottoms now. Yeah. Together, try to love one another. All right, so from the musical world, 25 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program to the late night shows. A couple of excerpts from the late night rants, so that's not fair. Jimmy Fallon first joking about how the Democrats are turning to Bill Clinton.
Democrats are starting to turn to Bill Clinton instead of President Obama to appeal to voters for the upcoming midterm elections. That's how cool Bill Clinton is. Once you go black, you actually do go back. I mean, that's very rare. That's how cool he is. It happens. That's right. Democrats are turning to Bill Clinton instead of President Obama to appeal to voters. Of course, Bill doesn't like stealing the spotlight from Obama. He loves it. Bring me back.
There's always something exciting going on. You know, it is Nobel Prize season, ladies and gentlemen. They're passing out the Nobel Peace Prize. And listen to this. Vladimir Putin nominated for a Peace Prize. Evil Russian dictator Vladimir Putin nominated Nobel Peace Prize. Yes. He will not be able to attend the ceremony. That week he'll be invading Poland.
All anyone is talking about is Ebola. When today President Obama called for new airport screening protocols to stop the spread of Ebola. The screening will be almost as thorough as the one that makes sure you don't have a bottle of water. We're putting our best bottle of water people on it. Remove your shoes, your laptop.
stop and please put your Ebola in the tray.
I'm pre-check. Oh, you can go right through.
Right.
You can bring your Ebola with you.
I got pre-check. I'm not going to worry about all that stuff. Here's Seth Meyers' jokes about the Supreme Court decision not to take up the gay marriage issue, which we were talking about earlier.
The Supreme Court is refusing to hear any cases on gay marriage, which has opened the door for same-sex couples to get married in 11 new states. 11 new states. Wedding planners everywhere are excited because now they can get married.
Here's Jimmy Fallon joking about the FBI director being simple.
Well, this was interesting last night if you watched 60 Minutes. FBI Director James Comey, he went on 60 Minutes to discuss all the issues the U.S. is facing right now. A lot of the problems are pretty complex, so he made sure to put it in terms that we definitely understand. Watch.
The Internet is the most dangerous parking lot imaginable. When I last left government, my sense of us was kind of like four-year-old soccer. So like a clump of four-year-olds chasing the ball. I think of it as kind of an evil layer cake.
Even Dr. Phil is like, what the hell is this nut job talking about? It's Beaver that builds it, but it's humans that say damn.
All right, so let's finish with Seth Meyers joking about the president's approval ratings.
This was rough. Former CIA director Leon Panetta, he said that it seems like President Obama has lost his way. Apparently, it's gotten so bad that this morning Obama was seen asking a White House intruder for directions.
Yeah. It's funny, but kind of sad, too, at the same time. All right, we have things to smile about, which is important on Tuesday, 28 after the hour on Good Day.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute, today with Gara LaMarche and Ron Christie. Coming right up, do the Republicans have a certain forbidding feeling about the Electoral College going forward because of demographics and policies?
Today, my new dad threw a barbecue.
I burnt everything.
And then we played catch.
I broke Mr. Lewis's window.
And then
somehow my hand.
My hand! And then my dad even let me drive his car.
The hospital's on the right!
It was a rough day.
It was a great day.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of kids in foster care will take you just as you are. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for LaMarche and Christie. Given the decline of white voters without college education and the rise of Latino voters and liberal millennials, aren't Republicans a little nervous about the Electoral College in 16 and beyond?
It doesn't worry me so much for this upcoming cycle, as Gary actually predicted that there are more Democrats in cycle
right.
This race. I'm worried about 2016. You're going to have a lot more Republicans who are up, and if the Republicans do happen to take control of the Senate this cycle, I think they could very well lose control of the Senate in two more years. So the question becomes, politics is always about addition rather than subtraction, and what the Republican Party has done a terrible job of doing in years past is finding ways to recruit more people who are non-white, who are highly educated, who are members of ethnic minority groups, women, et cetera, that, you know, if I were Reince Priebus sitting over in the RNC building, this would keep me up at night.
That's certainly true, although the Republicans have proven very adept at subtraction with all these voter suppression laws because they understand the realities of the situation, which is that the more people vote, the less likely they are to do very well.
I'm Mark Green, the host of your Both Sides.
You're listening to GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Lock down your digital life at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24-7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com, the future of talk radio, now at your fingertips.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Conversation, things that are good for a change. Good news. Ken Kessler, Doug Steffen, that's good news. The fact that Jennifer is doing something else is not good news. But even though she said, I'll be back next Monday, well, looks like it'll be back next Monday instead of this Monday. Scientists won the Nobel Peace Prize for work on your brain's navigation system. Husband and wife. What did you say, Michael? What did you tell him?
It wasn't the Peace Prize.
What did I say?
You said peace. It was the physics prize.
Oh. Nobel Peace Prize? So oftentimes when I think about Nobel, I think about the Peace Prize because I don't think about the other things. So I guess I better get this right. Husband and wife scientist Edvard Moser and May Britt Moser of Norway and New York-born researcher John O'Keefe discovered the mind has a GPS-like function that enables you to better navigate. Do you know that? That's the good news. Good news. Well, there are two good things here. One, that they did the work, and two, that you have that ability. How many people knew that? How many people actually are conscious of having a function in your brain that enables you to better navigate in your world? And I'm not talking about directions. I'm just talking about what you find in, have you ever kind of looked into or thought about how your brain works? Think about it, Kenny. How does your brain work? Do you think you actually know or understand how your brain works? I'm talking about your brain. Your Ken Kass, not brains in general, but your brain.
No idea. I'm surprised that it does some days.
Yeah? I find these sorts of things fascinating. Because we all are so different, yet we all are the same in many ways. But our brain chemistry, you've heard me say this before, your brain chemistry is different than your spouse's, your children's, different than anybody. That's why you react differently when you drink alcohol, when you smoke various products, when you inhale certain things, chemicals. For example, the other day in one of the silos, we're filling the silos with corn for the winter for the cows. And one of the silos we left open and didn't keep filling it, so some mold developed on the top of the silo. So we sent a couple of guys up to clear the mold out. Well, one guy got really sick. Other guy, nothing. And the reason that he got sick is because his body chemistry reacted to whatever is in the mold. And sometimes they wear those face masks, sometimes they don't. But when you're breathing in, it doesn't mean, I'm just using it as an example, but come up with any number of examples. What you're breathing, if you're driving a car and you're out, let's talk about something that's good. It's springtime and you're driving through areas where they're just beautiful budding flowers everywhere, and the aromas, the smells, how it affects you. Your nostrils open up, your eyes, the pupils dilate, your brain responds to the not only the beauty, the wonder, but the smell, the chemistry that gets into your system alters your state. And that can be said when you have ice cream or any food. That's, I mean, think about it. You're putting it into your body. It goes through your system, gets digested, and what comes out? Those are chemicals, in essence. I mean, that's a little, it sounds harsh, but they are ingredients. That sound better? They are nutrients, but they're all things that have chemical components to it. As you know, if you study chemistry or biology or both, you know that our bodies are made up of all these chemicals mixing with the water. And so that's why some people get ADD. It's why some people get angry about some things and they don't about others. It's just all about your chemistry and how it your brain maps your reaction to certain things. Quick, for example, another more practical way of looking at it is when you're driving your car and something happens in front of you, you got to jam on the brakes. Well, some people have reactions that are quicker than others because of their brain chemistry. The synapses and the neurapses or whatever the hell the various things are that connect through the wiring of your brain. Some people, you know it as well as I do. Some people in an argument can react quicker, and we say, well, that fellow's smarter than the other guy. What does that mean? Somebody smarter than the other fellow. All it means is that the chemistry in your brain, and that, why are some people good at radio? Some people are good at being lumberjacks. Some people are good at designing homes. Some people are good at flying airplanes. Your brains can take, I couldn't possibly begin to do the kind of work that these people did, the Nobel Prize winners. I don't, my mind doesn't work that way. It doesn't connect. And think about this in terms of you and your brain and how you do better at some things than you do at others. And you can say, well, my daughter is better at this than I am. And then you can say, wow, I wonder how that, she's part of my DNA. Well, what's she been exposed to during her life? What has she eaten? What does she drink? Where does she live? It is amazing. And that's what these people studied. All this stuff, and put it together, and what do they have? They have a blueprint of how the mind works, and that's why they won the Nobel Prize. Pretty cool, huh?
Yeah.
Isn't it cool? Think about that. That's really, I think that's fascinating. I know that maybe I went on a little long, but I didn't. I think that you need to appreciate those sorts of things. Appreciate your oneness. Appreciate your wholeness. Appreciate your goodness. Appreciate what there is that makes you unique. And your brain and what you put into your body makes you unique. It does. All right, meanwhile, back at the Supreme Court, one of the things I didn't talk to you about in the last half hour, I went through two of the cases that are going to be heard today. There's another one. There's another one involving a policeman who got traffic laws wrong. The ignorance of the law doesn't excuse you from being penalized. That we've all heard that 100 times, right? Ignorance of the law is the main difference. But what happens when a police officer doesn't know the law? Yeah, this is the Supreme Court. This is going to be fascinating. The ignorance of the law thing is the core of this question. The Supreme Court will hear oral arguments in the case of Helen versus the state of North Carolina. Mr. Helen was driving in North Carolina in a car that had a broken taillight. He was pulled over by a local officer, gave him a warning. The officer then asked to search the car. Mr. Helen agreed to that. During the search, the officer found drugs. The problem here is that while there are some conflicting sections in the traffic statutes, North Carolina only requires drivers to have one working tail lamp. The officer in this case was mistaken. So remember back to the days when cars only had the, obviously they haven't updated Carolina law. I can remember cars that we had that had one taillight. I've got an old Chevy pickup truck, 1950. It's got one taillight. Right? So if this guy was pulled over and the policeman wrote him up, somebody's pretty smart in Mr. Helen's family to have figured this out. I mean, he's facing a lot of jail time here. So the hearing today, focusing on whether the case was about a constitutional right or a remedy, lawyer representing Mr. Helen arguing that this is a case about a right, this is a right, the right, this is the right, the right. Do you understand what I'm saying? Right, the right side of the law, searches and seizures. In this case, the right mistakes of law cannot be taken into account. In other words, if the court determines that the case is about whether the Fourth Amendment was violated or not, the officer's mistake cannot be an excuse. However, if the case is seen by the justices as a case about remedies, then the question of the reasonableness of the mistake of law may be taken into account. The remedy would be to exclude the cocaine from evidence. That's what they want, obviously, because they don't want the guy to go to the slammer for being a druggie. So they found in the law that the law only requires one taillight, so that throws the cocaine out. And that's another sort of fascinating. There's a confusion in the law. I don't. That's what Justice Breyer said. I don't see any conclusion, confusion here. The guy had one taillight that worked. That's what the law requires. So the officer had no business stopping him. And then along the way, he finds his other stuff. This is a great case for one of those. How about The Good Wife? This would be a good case for that show, right? Or Law and Order, or something like that. This is a pretty good Law and Order case. Anyway, difficult to predict the outcome of this argument, given that the justices don't really tip their hands much. So on this case, like so many others, it'll be wait and see. The decision will come out later in the term, but that's a fascinating. The cop didn't know what the law was. Can have one taillight, so he shouldn't have stopped this guy. Never mind what he found, right? I mean, isn't that fair? Wouldn't you? That's the way I'd go with this.
Yep.
The law is the law. You want to be either you are or you aren't understanding the law. The law on a piece of paper says you only have to have one taillight. So he had one working taillight. Shouldn't have been stopped. Shouldn't have been written up. Car never should have been examined. Never mind whether it's legal or illegal to have cocaine in your car. That's not the question. The question is, did the police officer know what he was doing? And the answer is no, he did not. So if I were on the Supreme Court, I'd be going with a guy who had the one taillight. How about you, Kenny?
Yeah, absolutely. Right. Had no reason to stop him.
Nope,
didn't
none.
Matter. Didn't matter what was
it. I don't know whether this guy's black or white. It'd be interesting to know that, because more blacks get stopped down south than whites do.
Would it change your opinion if there was a dead body in the trunk?
No. Nope, it wouldn't. Thank you for asking that. That's a good question, Michael. Thank you. Nope. Wouldn't. Finding some other reason for it, like, I don't know what the other reason would be. But in this circumstance, you either have a law or you don't have a law. So people would be reacting to that. I bet you would get an email on that. Thanks, Michael, for stirring it up.
All right, two dead bodies.
I'm at a drunk full of...
Yeah, how big is this guy's trunk?
Yeah, exactly. 888-302-3684. Email to Doug or CanadaDuck7.com, Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter, Good Day Show. May I help you if you have wrinkles on your face, dry patches on your skin, deep wrinkles because you had fun in the sun this past summer. So, what do you do about it now? Oh, my God, look at what I did to my face. What can I do? I tell you what you can do. You can call 800-543-9262 and say goodbye to all those ugly bags, to the lines, the puffiness that you got this summer in the sun. Because when you call 800-543-9262, you're going to reach the folks who want you to buy GenuCell. GenuCell is an all-natural treatment. Comes from plant stem cell technology. They've created a serum from plants, smooth like glass, and it sucks the water. The bags come from water collecting around your eyes, sucks it out, straightens out the wrinkles, straightens out all kinds of things, and it does it quickly. You'll see results in 12 hours, or you get your money back. Join the many listeners who have sent me notes about this product. I like this. This is good. This works. I'm buying more. And so forth and so on. Call 800-543-9262. Goodbye. So long. It's time to have that face back again that you had before all of your fun in the sun this summer. A lot of peptides in this thing. This is really very well done. The research is terrific, and the product works wonderfully well. In fact, with its instant effects, you'll see GenuCell, as I said, working in 12 hours. 800-543-9262. Entertain yourself. Put it on tonight, and then look at your face tomorrow morning. I know you look at your face every morning, but look at it tomorrow after you try. Oh, wait a minute. You may not be able to get this quickly, but you can get it quickly. Ask for expedited delivery for GenuCell for the face, the lines, puffiness around your face and your eyes. 800-543-9262.
Geico presents Strange Savings Stories. Sam Tucker woke to find crop circles in his cornfield that spelled out the word Geico. Was this a message sent by aliens? Sam went to Geico.com and saved hundreds of dollars with great discounts. He woke the next day to find new crop patterns had formed. They spelled out, "You the man." It seems the aliens were pleased indeed.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
And now, another Staples business tip. An unclean office can lead to the spread of the flu that can cripple your staff. And trying to avoid the flu by wearing hazmat suits can cripple your communication.
Phil, can you go over the fiscal budget again?
What?
Can you go over the fiscal budget again?
Fish in a bucket?
What?
What?
Fish in a bucket. Now get free shipping and up to 5% back in rewards when you sign up for Staples Rewards. Staples. Make more happen every day.
I have a story about a product that I have started using called Omax 3 Ultra Pure, developed by doctors affiliated with Yale University. 16 times more powerful than the krill oil that you buy in the superstore. Omax 3 Ultra Pure, shown in clinical studies to help maintain healthy cholesterol levels and to lower the triglyceride levels in as short a period as 30 days, delivers more than 91% pure omega-3. It sharpens your mind, makes your mood better, your memory better. The makers of Omax 3 are so confident that you will see and feel these amazing benefits. They're willing to send you a free 30-day supply. You just cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call the number now, 800-316-7918, and tell them that Doug Steffen sent you for Omax 3 Ultra Pure, a free 30-day supply at 800-316-7918.
Years ago, the family doctor was a fixture in communities across the country. He'd come into your home and personally treat whoever needed help. He was part of the family. And while that practice has faded into memory, there is someone who keeps the tradition of personal health care alive, your local Health Mart pharmacist. While much of health care has become confusing and impersonal, you can drop by your neighborhood Health Mart pharmacy anytime, where your pharmacist will know you by name, not by refill number. That's the spirit of caring you can expect from each independently owned Health Mart pharmacy around the country. So even if a doctor won't be stopping by your house today, you can stop by your local Health Mart pharmacy to get the advice, encouragement, and expert guidance you deserve. Visit healthmart.com for the location near you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
The flu, pneumonia, whooping cough, hepatitis A, shingles, meningitis,
tetanus. That's a scary list. But did you know immunizations can protect you from every one? You didn't? Well, we do. Rite Aid pharmacists are certified to immunize against the most common preventable diseases. Find out what immunizations you need with a free immunization evaluation at Rite Aid today. With us, it's personal. Availability and age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacists for details.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
Program. Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington. Ken Kessler, the voice club without Jennifer. And we have Shelley Palmer, so even more male voices. What the heck are we going to do about this? We'll have to talk about lingerie later on.
We can all talk with our high voices or something.
Yes, we can, Richie. That's right. We can. That's so sexist. Oh, my God. How can you do that?
I'll be Jennifer.
Yeah, I'm sure you will. Shelley Palmer here talking about Microsoft's new operating system, Windows 10.
Oh, my God.
Does that seem to be as interesting as the new Apple? Maybe it'll work. We'll find out from Shelley in a moment here on Good Days Tech Talk Time.
Geico RV presents Reflections from the Road.
After a few hours riding in my RV, I get in the zone. It's just me, the road, and the savings I get with Geico RV insurance. There's no more worries, no more 9-to-5 hustle. It's like I'm a caged animal set free. What's that? Is it a grizzly bear? No, it's just me switching to Geico RV insurance. Saving money, wild and free.
Geico, for your RV, trailer, or camper. See how much you could save.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, Microsoft recently unveiled the future of all of its devices when it announced Windows 10. The brand new operating system looks a lot more like Windows 7 than 8, but combines the best of both of those worlds. Gone is the Windows 8 start screen that hid your desktop. Those live tiles aren't gone, though, because Windows 10 lets you add them to your start menu, which is back in full force and totally customizable to be whatever you want it to be. Windows 10 also lets you mix and match new and legacy apps across multiple windows and multiple desktops, letting you use whichever version you're most comfortable with. The technical preview of Windows 10 is available now, but the full version won't be widely available until sometime next year. Microsoft said it plans to make Windows 10 able to run on a vast majority of devices, so keep an eye out for its launch next year if you're eager to upgrade to the latest and greatest. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Tomcat kills up to 12 mice per bait block, faster than decon. What will we do with all of these dead mice? Tomcat presents Dead Mouse Theater, and the critics are raving. They solved my mouse problem and renewed my faith in theater. I like my mice dead, but dead mice that can act are even better. Tomcat got the mice out of my walls, onto the stage, and into my heart. Dead Mouse Theater, open to the public this fall at Tomcat.com. Tomcat, engineered to kill. One ounce bait block based on no choice lab tests. Time to leave the dose to death.
Hi, I'm Sam Nussbaum, WellPoint's Chief Medical Officer. We proudly support the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together to provide children with a healthier start in life. Visit marchofdimes.org.
All right, a couple of items here that have a technical correction. I'm sorry, correction. I'm talking like I'm a China person.
Doug, please don't use that terminology.
The Los Angeles Police Department, LAPD.
Right.
Idea for a good television show. Is warning you, those of you, Richie, you're one of these people.
I am.
Kenny, you're one of these people. You're a smartphone user, right?
I am.
All right. Uh-huh. So, you have been warned it might not be so smart to charge your iPhone 6 by putting it in the microwave.
Oh.
The LAPD says on its Twitter account,
yeah,
iPhone 6 users should be wary of fake online ads claiming the latest Apple software update includes a function called Wave that allows the smartphone to be charged by cooking them in the microwave. Let's see here. This capability is a hoax. Don't be fooled into microwaving your iPhone, Apple, smartphone. Why is the LA police involved in this, though? That would be...
Apparently they're the ones that have to respond whenever some idiot actually throws their phone into a microwave and tries to charge it.
I wonder if Uri Geller has ever tried. This would be something interesting if you put that into a, you know, put the phone in there and let's see if you can bend it in there.
I'd like to see Uri charge it with his brain. Yes. 1, 2, 3, charge.
Right. Well, by the way, in terms of the microwave, those of you who use them, I don't. But you ought not to put anything. Isn't there a big warning on them? Don't put aluminum foil. You know how sometimes food, you save it, you leave aluminum foil, you put that in the microwave, and the thing will blow up.
Stupid
in your
people
face.
Are the only ones doing this.
Really, Richie?
Yeah. Just only stupid people.
Only stupid Americans.
Every time there's an update for the iPhone, there's some kind of thing like this. Last time it said that the new software made your iPhone waterproof.
Really?
People were dropping it in
the toilet.
So long.
Right.
So long.
You get what you deserve.
It's time to join the circus. La, 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 la. All right, that story is at DougStephan.com. It has a lot of things that you ought to know today. I may or may not have time to talk about them, but check it all out at DougStephan.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.